We are always excited when we journey down to real Mzansi projects and products. And we're pleased to be speaking this morning to Buntu Matoli. He is the co-founder of ABCD Concepts, a local travel agency working very closely alongside the Khayelitsha community and building economic value and development within the community. I think that it's interesting to see that Buntu comes from Gauteng, even though he was raised in Khayelitsha. He's done a bit of a migration. He must tell us what that story is. And he is considered a very dynamic and community-focused entrepreneur. ABCD Concepts was started in 2015 with his business partner, Ayanda Kuba. And I love that what ABCD does is really change people's perceptions about township life, and especially about the bustling township of Khayelitsha. It creates new visions, new ways of people engaging with real community-based products, and contributing to the township economy. Buntu, it's wonderful to have you with us on the show this morning. A warm welcome to Jet Setting with Janet. Great to see you out there, but also to have you in our podcast studio. So, a very warm welcome on what is turning out to be quite a cold forthcoming weekend in Cape Town, right?
It
Yes.
is.
So,
Thank you for inviting me.
it's a big pleasure, Buntu. We want to hear about Buntu, the person, before we talk about the business. So please tell us a little bit about you. Where do you come from? Family, influences, the kind of things that puts the spice into the person.
Thank you for that. My family branch originates from the Eastern Cape, which is on the Transkei side. But due to migration, my family got into split it in two different provinces, one being Johannesburg and Cape Town. My mom this side and her siblings or sisters on the other side. So my Beth was born in 1988, and I was born in Johannesburg, which is where part of my family is at. And I came back, and I grew up in Cape Town. To be specific, I grew up in Ekhayelitsha. I did all my schooling in this neighborhood of Ekhayelitsha. But as a child as well, I was active quite a bit in sports, and this was again another influence for my family, whether it was my relatives who were, when I was growing, who were involved in sporting activities, which they were inspiring of all the things that they were doing at the time. And I just wanted to follow suit and be better than them, and hoping like I could take it to the next level. Fortunately for me, I was able to do all of those, accomplish many things that they have never done before. But also, the entrepreneurship was also something that was booming in my family. If I look to my grandfathers, from the extended side of the family, they were never employed. I don't remember seeing them a day carrying bags and going to work. I think that had an influence, but also during my schooling days, I was one of the class monitors, where I could, on the absence of my teachers, I could assist them in selling their things that they were selling at school. And eventually, I started my own. I remember used to sell Marie biscuits for 10 cents. When I was growing up,
Oh,
that was in
nice.
primary. And of course, later on, I started my own Chisanyama, hoping like that would become something successful. But unfortunately, I had to leave that business because I would eat the profits as soon as I made them. So
So you were really
that
good at
was.
what you did, in other words.
But I had to eat my profits to even entertain myself. And I had a long journey of working. So in 2007, I passed my matric. here in Khayelitsha. But unfortunately, in 2008, I could not enroll to university or in any other institutions. And I remember very well, this is one of the institutions now that is banned, that is no longer in South Africa. But I had gone to apply to it, and at the time the school fees was about 25,000 rand, and the course that I wanted to do at the time was tourism. So unfortunately I couldn't pursue that in 2008, and I continued. At the time I was already working as a part-time worker in a cleaning company, which is, I took that very lightly because it was something that I was raised doing at home. So it was easy for me to go outside and clean a shop, or I sweep the floor of the mall, of the shopping mall. So that thing came to me as easy as that. But fast forward to that, I only lasted there for 3 months because I would always see my peers who were now into university while I'm busy mopping or sweeping those floors. And I had never imagined myself before doing all of those things besides doing them at home, which is I'm still doing it at home. And for me, it was, how can I better myself? But unfortunately, bettering myself was getting a job into a catering organization, which is, that's where I lasted for like 6 6.5 years before I had resigned as well to go and study. So that has been my journey, and that's where I actually met my business partner. It was in 2014, which is 10 years exactly from now, when I met him, and we were both enrolling in an institution called the Raymond Ackerman Academy of Entrepreneurial Development. So together
Oh,
we met
that's
there,
interesting.
and together we met there for the 6 month program, and that's me having to leave my work that I was in for 6.5 years. And I met him there. He was there for his own reasons, and I was there for my own reasons, having served people and gone into serving executive board members of the company that contracted us. It kind of like gave me the glimpse of life and how business people carrying themselves, or corporate people, they're carrying themselves. And being around those people, it kind of like influenced the way I had seen things, I had imagined the world, and I had imagined myself. And it kind of like revived all those memories of me at the young age selling those Marie biscuits, or me helping my teacher at school. It kind of like gave me so much light into what was ahead of my life, and I kind of like felt that energy sinking into my soul. And one guy who I regard as a mentor, actually he introduced me to this opportunity to enroll at the Raymond Ackerman. And fortunately, for me at the time, there was an inspiration from Khayelitsha that inspired this guy to see me as one of the maybe upcoming entrepreneurs from Khayelitsha who would innovate an idea and start a business out of it. So at the time, it was the Spinach King. And at the time, I never knew anything
Gunther,
about this
we
one.
have so many commonalities because I used to come when the Spinach King first opened there next to the train station. I used to come all the way to come and get my bread. And even before he had expanded, I used to walk through the mall to come to the buffet, have my smoothie standing outside on the train station, and then buy my bread, would freeze it and use it, because I couldn't go up and down all the time. Wasn't like a daily. And I'm just listening to you, and I'm amazed about how all the various experiences that you have had and all the various places you've worked have come together. And nowhere did I hear you say, I worked as a cleaner, I worked in a catering company. You make it all seem like part of your journey, which it absolutely is. And when you're an entrepreneur, whatever you learn along the way contributes to who you are. And I think that's pretty powerful that you were able to harness so many things to come to this point, to create the version 2.0 of Buntu Matole. I think it took some work.
I like
Absolutely.
it.
And to get to this point, you know, where you are now in a space, you are pivotal, you bring people to Khayelitsha, you bring people from all over the world to Khayelitsha, and you are changing perceptions. And as a change maker, as a thought leader in your space, in your community, you're using the means of tours, experiences, all of the parts that make up the sum. So we've heard a little bit about you. I want to hear a little bit about ABCD Concepts and exactly what you guys do and how you bring people to the community.
Oh, thank you once again. ABCD, it's an acronym. So A is about brands, community, designs, concepts. Basically, when we started in 2015, everything that we were doing at the time was easy as ABCD. Having us up both in Ekhayelitsha, myself and Ayanda, it made our ways very easy to navigate ourselves around this neighborhood. And if I go back in 2015, we started with sporting activities, which is that I was again a part of me growing up in Ekhayelitsha, where I was actively involved in sports. So we used to organize tournaments and coaching clinics at the time. But of course, being headhunted in 2016 by Airbnb, it gave us an opportunity to create our first product, which is a running experience. And again, it's again a passion that I have for running, that we had to just bring it as an idea. And of course, taking already from the already existing culture in a Khayelitsha of people just jogging randomly around Khayelitsha. So that was an idea that we were introduced into, or that we introduced ourselves into tourism. But basically, ABCD now offers like mostly township informative experiences, where, of course, we immerse people within the lifestyle and culture of the neighborhood of Ekhayelitsha. And the idea behind was to kind of like we become the bridge to enable people from outside of the space to come in. And of course, to interact and to share experiences with the locals. And all of these experiences that we've created, they were created based on either what was happening or what we are seeing happening in the neighborhood. And most of them, we are have co-created them with people of Ekhayelitsha. So if I'm talking about running, again, it's people from Ekhayelitsha running. If I'm talking about the cycling experience, I'm talking about including cycling academies that are within Ekhayelitsha, including bike shops that are within Ekhayelitsha that has the bikes but don't have the people to use the bikes. If I talk about partying experiences, I'm talking about the lifestyle that's booming in Ekhayelitsha, where literally nightlife becomes a buzz in the neighborhood. And for us, having to be in the neighborhood and not seeing diversity within our neighborhood, that's something that always triggers our mind to say, hey, this is what we do, but how can we best take it out and show the world that this is something that they can immerse themselves into, whether with us or without us? But we know that these things are happening. So ABCD basically provides all of those experiences. But also outside of that, having to face a challenge of some Uber drivers not wanting to bring people into a Khayelitsha, we've worked closer with some of the Uber drivers that are within a Khayelitsha to make conveniency or to create conveniency for our guests when they have booked our experiences, to say to them, it's easy to get here, but of course, with a local driver that can drive you, that creates comfortability and conveniency for us. By the time we're hosting the guests, of already they have kind of like learned a few things before they get to the neighborhood because
They're
they've been
already
driven by
conscientious
someone,
and aware, which is great.
by someone who's also aware of the neighborhood. And outside of those day-to-day trips and those shuttle services, we also facilitate Airbnb Africa Academy programs where we go out and do boot camps. Myself and Ayanda is some of the successful stories that have came from the platform. And like if you remember, I had said we were headhunted by Airbnb in 2016. given us an opportunity to create an experience. And I mean, we've made a business out of that. And by the way, that became our first initial revenue stream when we started. So the year 2015 just went right through without us getting any income. And in 2016, when we were introduced to the platform, that's when we started making a little of money from the platform, and the rest is history today.
So, if my understanding is correct, Buntu, you bring together guest houses who can offer this Airbnb experience. How many do you have in the portfolio?
Wow. Fortunately, since 2019, we've been doing these things. I would probably say, on top of my head, over 300 participants have came through the program. I don't have the exact stats of how
That
many,
is
but
phenomenal. So you're saying that
yeah.
there are 300 Airbnbs in Khayelitsha
Yes.
active
Oh
and
no.
functioning.
All over South Africa, all over South Africa, Jeanette.
Ah, okay.
In as much as we have started here, but we've been to places like Limpopo, we've done Johannesburg,
Ah,
we've
okay.
done KwaZulu-Natal, the South Coast. We are now focusing in Cape Town. We've done even places like the Mitchells Plain, in Cape Town, with in collaboration with different organizations, but we have been able to create listings, or to assist people to create listings or experiences, including Bokap. We have a couple of people that are running Airbnb experiences in Bokap, cooking experiences that, of course, came through the program, and we assisted them.
That is phenomenal work. You really are building economic value and creating opportunity on the ground, Buntu. I think that's very empowering, to use an overused word. It's very empowering for people to be able to generate an income from their assets, create jobs, create a value chain. So well done on that. It's obviously working very well because you have expanded, you now have a national footprint, and Airbnb obviously trusts your process. Because you are their go-to for all things Mzansi when it comes to the Airbnb space. So well
And
done.
talking about that, yeah, thank you.
Ubuntu, if I may
Just
just
to,
ask another question.
yeah,
You talked about
sure.
tours in Khayelitsha. So we've done a show on Khayelitsha. We covered the Spade, we covered Milk and Champagne. We've been to Rands, we've been to a few places, Quais, for instance. So those are the ones that are known, right? So if I were to come to Khayelitsha and I said to you, Buntu, I've been to Aldous and we've been to 18 Gangster Museum, where would you take me? Take me where I have.
Say you are coming into a Khayelitsha one more time. Depending on what the occasion is or what the experience is about, but we can obviously make a first stop in the Mue Road. There's a positive program or project that we work with called Thembisa Ratanga, which is situated in one of the oldest informal settlements in Ekhayelitsha, called TR section. So that Thembisa Ratanga, it's an acronym of that TR, informal settlement. And of course, when we get there, you get to hear where does the story comes from of this acronym, that's TNR, and what these guys do. So what they started doing was to create a home library for kids who are living around that neighborhood because of inaccessibility of libraries within their space. There is a number of libraries in Ekhayelitsha to speak with, but they are far from different locations. So Thembisa Ratanga becomes that one space that we start from, but also what they also offer outside of their home library that we've been assisting them in building over the years. They also do yoga sessions. So you cannot imagine doing a yoga session in an informal settlement. So
Exactly.
that becomes our introduction into the neighborhood, which is they are situated in a beautiful landscape where there is a wetland that runs next to the community. but also with the
Wow,
view of the
I'm
backside of
excited
Table
already
Mountain.
now. I'm learning things I
With
didn't know, and I love that.
the backside of Table Mountain, and then from there we would go out and have a traditional meal in one of the biggest block parties road in Ekhayelitsha called Spine Road. So Spine Road offers a variety of food and of course culture that's within the main road of Spine Road. Spine Road is closer to the Lookout Hill, which is the tourism center of Ekhayelitsha. So from Spine Road, that's where we are able to kind of like get something to eat after, of course, a 2 hour session of yoga in TR section. And then of course, how
I'm
best
getting
we could.
Vilakazi Street vibes here. It's sounding
Yeah,
exciting.
the Spine Road is closer to that. It's closer to that, but it's still growing. Then from there we end our day in one of the, of course, in famous roads called London, where of course we could be entertained by traditional dancing. And this is in my neighborhood, closer to where I'm speaking to you with from now, right now, where of course we have Ilingam Soletu traditional dancing group. That of course does different dances between Xhosa, isiTswana, and Zulu dancing. So those are three combination of dances that they do. But outside of that, to have amazing views and to have some cool of breeze from Ilinga after the dancing in Side B with Ilingam Soletu, we will make our way to a Wolfhard nature reserve, which is situated in the closer to the ocean, which is the Indian Ocean. I don't know whether you've been to our ocean this side, but Khayelitsha is
No,
situated on the coastal line, so that's where we
now
could
I
end
have
our
to.
day, of course, with alcoholic and non-alcoholic bubblies, where of course we can talk through about the day that we had in a Khayelitsha. See,
I'm excited.
didn't touch the rands or the milk or the spade.
I
I didn't
see,
touch
I
them.
see.
So yeah, Khayelitsha has so much to offer, and it's one place that we pride ourselves, and with the work that we've done so far on discovering all of these and working with different organizations within the neighborhood, I think it's something that gives us life or work and to form new relationships within the neighborhood of Ekhayelitsha.
You know what, I'm loving Buntu, and I told you about the places I've been. I am pleased to see that we can continue to come back to Khayelitsha for different experiences, that we don't
For
ha it
sure.
doesn't have to be a once-off. Of course, we love to come
The
to
same.
Rands, so we keep coming
I
back.
know, I know. Without
But
me.
hey, without you next time for sure. But the You know, the thing that's great is that we can keep coming back. I mean, it's wonderful to be able to do yoga in Khayelitsha. And today is International Yoga Day, right? The 21st
Wow.
of June. And it's a great conversation for us to be happening. We actually have a big event at In Your Well today with a whole lot of corporates coming
Right.
to enjoy Yoga Day, which is a great idea for you for next year to be able to do yoga in Khayelitsha. And just enjoy the surrounds.
Nice.
Buntu, I am excited. I'm reluctant to say goodbye to you because I'm having so much fun. I'm armchair traveling, but
Sure.
unfortunately, we have to love and leave you because we've run out of time. But what
Of
a
course.
wonderful conversation it's been. I'm excited to be able to visit Khayelitsha again. And definitely this time, I'm going to ask you to navigate us through the space because you've got this wonderful inside track we don't want to explore on our own. Please let us see Khayelitsha through the eyes of Buntu Matole, who is really bringing economic empowerment and development to the community. So thank you for all that you do. Thank you for helping to build our communities. And thank you for the great work that you do out there, Buntu. You are very much appreciated.
Oh no, it's a pleasure. Thank you so much for having me. And thank you for listening and giving me an ear of what we do. Thank you so much.
Great listening to you, Buntu.